A man writes roughly 200 treatises covering everything from the movement of stars to the memory of bees. Only 31 survive. That alone should stop you cold. Aristotle, the student who walked away from Plato's academy and built something entirely new, gave Western civilization its first formalized system of valid inference. He called it syllogistic. He never even used the word logic in the technical sense we use today, yet he invented the discipline. That tension between the label and the achievement is the perfect entry point into who Aristotle actually was. Here is the core problem Aristotle saw with his teacher. Plato believed that true knowledge lived in abstract, eternal forms, perfect templates existing beyond the physical world. A horse was just a shadow of the ideal horse. Aristotle looked at that and said, "No. Truth lives in the particular thing in front of you. Study the actual horse, measure it, classify it." He called the starting point of inquiry phenomena, the things that appear to be the case. He also took seriously the endoxa, the credible opinions inherited from predecessors and knowledgeable people. That means he treated accumulated human observation as data, not noise. This was a radical empirical turn, Steve, and it changed everything downstream. Now, the instrument Aristotle built for this kind of rigorous inquiry was logic itself. His logical writings were later grouped under the title Organon, Greek for instrument, or tool. Think of it as a toolkit for thinking clearly. The Organon includes 6 works, categories, on interpretation, prior analytics, posterior analytics, topics, and sophistical refutations. Each one handles a different layer of reasoning. The categories examines the fundamental ways things can be spoken of: substance, quantity, quality, relation, place, time, and more. On interpretation tackles how language connects to thought. The prior analytics is where Aristotle defines the syllogism, an argument in which certain premises make another statement follow necessarily. For example, all humans are animals. Socrates is human, therefore Socrates is animal. That structure, Steve, is the skeleton of every logical argument built in the Western tradition since. He also analyzed modal syllogisms, arguments about what is possible or necessary, not just what is true. His logic was term logic, focused on the relationships among terms like human being, animal, and white. It was precise, systematic, and treated as a common instrument for all inquiry, not a specialized science of its own. The posterior analytics pushes further. Aristotle argues that genuine scientific knowledge is not just collecting facts. A demonstration must show why something is the case, not merely that it is. It must display causal structure. The premises must be necessary and explanatory. That is a strikingly modern demand. The key idea is that Aristotle wanted science to explain, not just describe. His biological work shows this in action. He conducted detailed studies of animals and plants, building classification systems from direct observation. He relied on testimony from others for species he could not observe directly, and modern scholarship confirms he qualified those reports carefully, rather than treating every claim as equally certain. He was, in this sense, one of the earliest thinkers to practice something recognizable as scientific method, joining empirical investigation with dialectical examination and deductive explanation as a unified approach. Remember, this was not observation or reasoning. It was both, working together. The takeaway from all of this is sharper than it first appears. Aristotle did not simply add to Plato's project. He redirected the entire enterprise of human knowledge. He grounded truth in the observable world. He built the logical machinery to test and demonstrate claims. He modeled how to hold inherited opinion and fresh observation in productive tension. His organon became the instrument, and that word is deliberate, through which Western thinkers would reason for nearly 2,000 years. The shift from abstract forms to rigorous observation of physical particulars was not a minor philosophical adjustment. It was the birth of a new way of knowing, and Steve, that is the foundation on which everything else Aristotle built, his ethics, his biology, his politics, rests entirely.